Yes, we're going NFL, but we're going betting odds for the NFL.
Oh, there is news today, but we can do that at 5 o'clock. That's fine. Go ahead.
So what we're going to do here, DraftKings has the betting odds for NFL receiving yards, but it's head-to-head.
Oh, so like a golf tournament.
Exactly. So,
oh, man, this is where you're rooting for rolled-up ankles.
So we have, in this matchup, we have Justin Jefferson versus Ja'Marr Chase.
Chase.
Both are minus 110.
Chase, you've got Sam Darnold throwing passes.
That has changed since this came out,
But hold on, this is interesting. Let me back up a second. Last year, Kirk Cousins got hurt what week? Nick Mullins.
I think it was in the middle of the year, so like week 8.
So Nick Mullins takes over. What were JJ's numbers? They weren't that far off, were they?
He got hurt as well, too, though. So that messed his numbers up, but he was still hitting when he was playing with Mullins.
That's what I mean. So that's actually not as, you know what? These damn sports books, they're sharp. Mm. If it looks too easy, it is. Maybe you do the reverse of the reverse psychology. Mm. JJ.
No.
Okay. I tried to sell it for you.
You're still going Ja'Marr?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to sell
it. That's fair. Let's go to the next matchup.
Was there.
All right. Let's go to the next matchup here. Amon-Ra St. Brown at minus 125 versus A.J. Brown at plus 100.
Oh, my God. Man. Oh, God.
I feel like, Mike, ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I feel like Amon-Ra, he'll play hurt, which he proved last year. He's good for at least 1,100 yards. Philly's got a lot going on. I'm not totally so. You know what? Amon-Ra. That's my guy.
See, to me, I know we can't do push because you're thinking there's another. Each has another receiver who could potentially take away a lot of catches. I'm going to go AJ simply because the Eagles don't have a tight end that can steal receptions away from him. So that's why. It's not saying that Amon-Ra is good. It's just he's going to have fewer opportunities, I believe.
And later on, we will get to the other receiver in Philadelphia as well as the tight end in Detroit. But let's get to this matchup first. Old versus new. Marvin Harrison Jr. at minus 110. Well, they're both minus 110 versus Davante Adams.
This is okay.
You know what?
Can I just do the PSA that if you're betting these, you probably got to call the number? This is way too much stress. Over 18 weeks. Oh, my God. Can you imagine watching the head-to-head? It's like a bad version of fantasy football.
I'm going to go with
Marvin. I'm going to watch this team.
I'm going to go with Marvin Harrison Jr.
Really?
Yes, because you know it's going to be Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray sees him as an opportunity to actually belong in the NFL and not get broomed out. Okay. They're going to throw the ball. Chances are the Cardinals are going to be down a lot, so they're going to be out there playing, you know, 707 football.
He keeps knocking them. I think the Cardinals are going to be sneaky.
No, they are.
They're going to be sneaky.
But they always seem to fall apart, and in the fourth quarter, it's just at
their
that
first
point.
First halves last year were amazing, and then second half, death.
Yeah, so whereas with the Raiders, look, I do think that there's a little bit of a quarterback controversy there.
Oh, God.
And I don't believe in the Raiders' offense.
Okay. All right, I'll go Marvin Harrison, Jr.
Outside of Adams' first few years in the league, he got hurt in 2019. But outside of that, he hasn't had under 1,300 yards last year. So I stand corrected. Let's move on to the next matchup. Alabama versus Alabama. Jalen Waddle versus Devontae Smith.
I'll go
both at minus 110.
I'll go Slim Reaper. Waddle gets hurt all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like either of these. These are unfair. I choose Texas. These are difficult, man.
Waddle or
Smith. Devontae Smith.
Smith.
That's the Slim other receiver.
Reaper. Smith.
I'm so even though you said in the other one how you got A.J. Brown there.
Because the best ability is availability.
And then I got to root like A.J. Brown's knee starts barking, so he gets more targets. This is maniacal.
That is fair. Let's move over to a tight end matchup here. Sam Laporta at minus 125 versus Travis Kelce.
Laporta.
Plus 100.
Laporta is the best tight end in the NFL. Kelce's old. He's about to be engaged to the most famous woman on the planet. Unfocused. Can't do it. Laporta.
I'm going to go Kelce.
No. He's negotiating a prenup right now. You think he has time for crossing routes?
Wait, who's negotiating the prenup? Her or him?
Both.
I read the New York papers today.
They each got it.
Because right now she's like, oh, that's cute. You know what? You could pay the cable bill.
Hey, have your people call my people. Don't have time for a playbook.
You want to fit in? Okay, you can pay the cable bill and the phone bill. I'll handle the rest. That's cute, your little NFL money. This is probably how Tom Brady felt.
Taylor's giving him a WIC card.
Right. Like, here's your allowance. Go buy some beer. Go hang out with the fellas. Because they don't have receivers in Kansas City, he's going to be really the main target.
Any thought to age, though? Man, he's old.
No, because they're okay. No, Mike, yes. If he played on an average team, yeah, but they're on a mission to show we want to keep this thing together as long as possible, because when it falls apart, they're looking at the New England Patriots saying this is what Kansas City will look like in a few years.
You keep the airline, Miles. All right, go ahead.
You keep the plane.
Love these. Let me give you a couple more here. Drake London at minus 165 versus George Pickens.
The problem is minus 165.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane juice.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
I would still take
London because I think that...
Right, hey, but you're paying so much to do it. Yeah. That's insane.
So let me give you this one.
I'll give you
the last one. Chris Olave and DK Metcalf.
Oh, dear God. Wow. The thought of needing Spencer Rattler at quarterback potentially at some point this year versus guy who hates his life in Seattle and may kill Geno Smith. I'll go Olave.
I think he will just actually kill whoever if they don't throw him the ball. Give me DK.
He's so scary. The video of him chasing down Buda Baker is like Michael Myers in the movie Halloween. This ominous killer is just running after you, and oh my God.
When I see DK, I immediately go back to just Debo from Friday. Where you hide your chains, Debo's coming. That's DK.
Final one here.
Yeah.
Both at minus 115. Yeah. Xavier Worthy, Jackson Smith, and Jigba.
I'm going to go JSN. Second year in the league versus first year. I think Lockett probably ends up sliding to be the third there. JSN is an outstanding route runner. Great hands. Worthy is a one-trick pony. It's going to be all nine routes.
Mm-hmm.
And he weighs like 160 pounds. I'm going to go JSN.
I love this. Because we didn't agree on one.
What are you talking about?
Give me Worthy because Seattle's bringing in a defensive-minded coach.
How dare you not agree?
Who basically saw at Michigan, if we run the ball a lot, we can win. They'll turn around, they'll hand it off to K-9. No, I think Worthy is going to be the deep threat in Kansas City. Yes, he does.
We're going to do this again in the future with quarterback passing yards and rushing yards. That is In Football Today.